Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week I have as a guest on the program Bob Bacon, who is with the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River. And Bob, we're going to be talking about a very complicated issue, but we can put it in fairly simple terms and realize that we're trying to bring to people's attention this very important issue and give them a place they can get more detailed information and then hopefully do something about it. The topic is a proposed man-made spring rise here on the Missouri River. Why is this an issue, and can you just give us a little background on the situation?
Spring is typically the time of the year when Missouri floodplain farmers are most susceptible to flooding and interior drainage problems, and this year is no exception. While Missourians are dealing with high river stages, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are holding facilitated meetings with the federal agencies, farm, environmental, and other interest groups to design a man-made spring rise. A man-made spring rise is when the Corps releases additional water into the lower Missouri River above scheduled releases. Recently, the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River, joined by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association, and most recently, Governor Matt Blunt, to challenge the necessity of a plan for managing Missouri River that would increase flooding and hurt Missouri farmers.
Could you give us some details about what it is that's actually being proposed at this point?
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, in 2003's amended biological opinion, requires a man-made spring rise from Gavin's Point Dam, which is the lowest most dam on the Missouri River. The Fish and Wildlife Service contends that the man-made spring rise is needed to provide a spawning cue for pallid sturgeon and endangered fish. However, recent storms in the Missouri River Basin have caused sudden natural rise in the Missouri River, which is relatively common. This man-made spring rise is being done to hope to create a spawning cue for the federally endangered pallid sturgeon in an 80-mile stretch immediately below Gavin's Point Dam. However, researchers have currently failed to document the presence of pallid sturgeon within this Gavin's Point reach.
With the naturally occurring rises as we've seen this spring, doesn't this seem almost unnecessary?
Yes, most experts agree that a natural spring rise already exists for the majority of the lower Missouri River, from the mouth of the Platte River all the way to St. Louis. In fact, much of the lower Missouri River already has experienced a couple natural spring rises this spring. This is an area where the pallid sturgeon currently do ply the river.
So not only are we trying to do something man-made that happens naturally, but it even sounds like the area they're focusing on isn't really the one that would have the most impact on the wildlife that they would like to protect.
I guess research has indicated that it would be an interesting experiment. However, I have issue, and the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River has issue with using floodplain farmers in an experiment.
At this point, there are supposed to be some meetings coming up on this issue. What is it that farmers who are going to be affected by this can do to not only find out more information, but to get involved in this process?
This process is being conducted at a horrendously fast pace. There's fairly limited public involvement, but however, there is an upcoming public workshop in late July in Omaha, Nebraska, at the National Park Service Midwest Regional Office. And more information can be found at missouririver.ecr.gov.
So once the public meetings are out of the way, and let's just pose a what if the plan does not actually get created this fall as it's being worked on, what would happen then, Bob?
If this group is unable to develop a man-made spring rise by 2006, the Corps does not have a plan in place by 2006. The Fish and Wildlife Service has created a default plan in their 2003 amended biop. The service's default plan would put an additional 1 to 3 feet of water in the river during the time of year when Missouri floodplain farmers are most susceptible to flooding and interior drainage problems, and at a key point in the crop's life cycle.
Thank you very much. That's Bob Bacon with the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River talking about a very important issue, and that is the possibility of some new management of the Missouri River that would directly affect corn growers in the river bottom areas. And besides the website mentioned earlier, listeners can call the Missouri Corn Growers Association office for more information. And with this edition of Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.